A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Fat kids are harder to kidnap. It's the 10th anniversary of Fat Kids Are Harder to Kidnap. And we've got some special guests here in the studio alongside myself, Neil Humphreys, on Weekend Mornings. We have Ross Nazir, Nicholas Bloodworth, and Karina McWinney. Welcome, guys, to Weekend Mornings.
Hi, happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
And as I said before, this is the most people I've had in the studio since we had the former members of High Five. So you're in very good company. So, Ross, tell me about the 10th anniversary of Fat Kids Are Harder to Kidnap.
It's exciting. It's exciting. We are holding it at the Esplanade Annex Studio for 3 days next weekend, 9 to 11 November. And we have shows 7 to 9 p.m. every day except for the Sunday, which is a 2 and 4 p.m. show.
And why do you think it's been such a success, 10 years of it?
Maybe it's the format. I think it's the format. The format is exciting. It requires an audience to participate, but not too much. So Singaporeans can just shout out the number of the play that they want to hear first, and then they can just sit and relax. So it's not too much. And they're shouting among so many people, so they won't feel so conscious about shouting a number that they want to watch.
And maybe you can explain the format for
right,
our listeners.
Right, of course. So the format of the play is that we have 31 plays strung up, and we attempt to complete 31 plays in an hour, and with the audience deciding the order of the play. So the actors have no idea which place goes up first. When the actor says next, the audience will shout out the number that they want to watch, and then we go from there.
That's brilliant. So you have a list, is it, that
yes.
you hand out, and they
yeah.
pick at random,
correct.
Number 8 or number 10,
yeah.
and you just go into it.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
How wonderful.
That
Nicholas,
is fantastic.
Nicholas, as a performer, what's it like to be part of something like this?
Oh, it's great. It really, really, it really tests you as an actor because the skits range from any type of performance. There are singing bits. There are some slightly political things sometimes, but in the joking manner. And there are once in a while there's a serious piece just for kicks, but it's usually quite humorous. So you're retested in terms of, like, you have to remember everything, you know, back to front to back. I think the spontaneous element of the show really, really gets you going as an actor, but it's terrifying at the same time. So contrary to what some people think, that this is an improv piece, but that is actually way further from the point. We have to rehearse day and night throughout to know the plays front to back to front, middle, everything. So you have to be so ready for it. As a performer, it's the best thing.
Yeah, he can't talk anymore. His voice is far too sexy for this very nice stage. You are embarrassing me,
yeah,
Jason. With that voice,
yeah.
I can't talk anymore. Let's ask this lady something.
Yeah. I'm sure Karina's got a lovely voice too. What about your perspective? What's it like to be involved?
Oh, it's been great. It was such a blessing to be a part of it. And especially the first show that I did with them was in D.C. So I traveled all the way to Washington, D.C. to perform at the Kennedy Center, which was surreal because when we were performing, we had Book of Mormon right next to us. And then we had Once, you know, their dressing rooms were right beside us to perform in, you know, such a prestige theater was just an amazing experience. And like what Nick said, it really tests you as an actor. You know, every day we're on the grind. Know it back to front. Okay, let's do it this way. Now let's do it backwards. Okay, let's do a wild card with it.
I mean, yeah. I'm genuinely curious, and I'm sure our listeners are. So, like, could you give me two examples, two of the plays? You don't have to act it out, but two of the plays that you might go back to back and do. Are they sort of classic fairy tales, or are they?
They could be. They could be classic fairy tales.
Oh, you can't tell me.
With the cast of Fat Kids Are Harder to Kidnap, Ross Nazir, Nicholas Bloodworth, Karina McWinney. Karina, tell me more about your background. You've got an interesting background.
Yes, I do. So I'm half Indonesian, half Scottish. I grew up in Bali, and I was born in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
That is quite a mix. I thought I was exotic.
So she's Asian, Australia. But she's tight-fisted, like a Scots person.
Ross, how do you get the cast members? Who's attracted to this kind of production? How do you find your people?
I think anybody could be attracted to this type of work. A lot of our actors now are from LaSalle. They're ex-students from LaSalle.
Yep.
I was from LaSalle myself. I was scouted by our director on Friendster, do you remember that?
I remember that.
Friendster?
Yes,
and
MySpace as well, right?
I got a message on Friendster saying, "Hey, I saw your audition a couple of days back. Like, can I get your number?" And I'm like, "Who is this person?"
You're dating yourself by saying that.
And then when I finally met her, and I just graduated from LaSalle, and she's like, I have a show, you know, and she's like, the show is called Fat Kids, and I'm like, am I typecasted? Because, you know, I'm all lovely, voluptuous. And she's
voluptuous,
like,
I like that word.
It's a good word.
Sorry, I would just like to add that Karina got in because of my recommendation.
Oh.
Put it out there, make sure we all know.
You know you're not allowed to talk. That voice is driving me crazy.
And Nick, we auditioned him for Esplanade show, and it was a great audition that he wanted to repeat. He was convinced, like, he screwed it up, and then we're like, oh, this guy's pretty earnest.
And I love the way that you're freshening up with stuff for like MRT breakdowns, the Trump Kim summit, and more stuff like that.
Yes, yep. I mean, all of our plays are based on current affairs. The writers are obviously very, they know everything that's happening right now. So they pick up the trends, things that the locals are obviously, talking about. So I think that's fun, something that they can relate to, yeah, locally. And I think even international, I mean, obviously, because I think we took it to Paris and DC, and it was really well received.
Wow.
And I was pretty surprised too, because, the issues are...
And did you change much of the content, or did they enjoy the Singaporean content?
We included some Singaporean content, but I think most of the plays in itself, you can relate to it. We didn't have to change it because, it's issue based that everybody would recognize, even in DC. So, like, we did a play, Jeopardy. And I mean, all they knew at that time, every time, we speak to our friends from America, they're like, oh, Singapore, this is like a country with no gums.
Is that the guy who's chewing gum, right?
Yeah, he's like, is that the dude that got caned? And I'm like, oh, great. Those are three things or two things, you know? Singapore's in China. Great. Those are the only three things you put in Japanese.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And so this is we were talking off air. This is a play for the whole family, isn't it?
Absolutely. Everyone can go for it. I mean, from kids to adults, and our audience have been pretty varied as well in terms of age. So I think everyone can enjoy it. So you're coming, right?
No, I hope so.
Two tickets down.
Yes,
just looking here at Karina McWhinney, who's got that Scottish and Indonesian and Saudi and Uzbekistani and whatever
all
else.
All of the above.
Yeah, it looks like you could cross over to many different roles. Are you able to do that? You seem quite versatile in your way that you can perform.
Yeah, I would say that I am quite diverse and
diverse,
versatile.
That's the word. Yep. That's the word.
Because I'm exotic. I have played many, many different ranges of roles. I've done a couple of commercials, and recently, actually, I just finished one, Peter and the Starcatcher by Pandemonium.
Oh, Adrian Pung. Yeah.
And I was playing a 13-year-old.
Wow. you look a bit older than 13 here
in
the radio studio.
I will kid you not, a lot of people after the show came up to the foyer, the ushers, and said, you know that girl who's playing Molly? Is she really 13? And they're turning around. I think she's got a degree and she's working now.
So you've got to tell us how old. I know it's not nice to ask someone a woman's age, but you've got to tell us. Are you double 13 or what?
I'm 24.
Okay, almost.
You should go younger, Jason. Go younger. Always go younger.
Always go younger.
And what about you, Nick? What kind of roles do you tend to play, and how does it fit into this production?
It was interesting because I actually went to do my LaSalle degree late. I'm in the same class as Karina, actually.
Uh-huh.
And after my first year, I went to audition for Fat Kids, and it was actually my first theater piece, commercial theater piece I got to do. So I always call Fat Kids my first theater family.
Oh,
but
lovely.
other than that, I do a lot of TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually on an Okto show right now. It's called Totally Toto, where I actually play an imaginary rabbit.
Really?
Yes.
As you do?
Yes. It's really fun. And it's nice that in Singapore, at least, there's enough. There is a certain amount of support that you get being an actor. You can do film, TV commercials and stuff. You just have to really make it work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was not like when I first started, before the internet, before Facebook, to get all the castings and stuff, that was a harder time. It's really been much better now.
I'm glad to hear that.
So he's not 24 then. That's what we can conclude from that.
Well, coming up, we're going to get an excerpt from Fat Kids Are Harder to Kidnap from you, Ross. But Neil, anything more you want to ask about this performance?
Yeah. Why should we come and see it?
Because...
all of you can answer.
Go for it, Karina.
Because it's spastic, silly, and you're just going to have a great time for an hour where you get to pick the order of the plays and see what you want.
Oh, it's truly entertaining, entry-level theatre, I might say. If you've never watched a play in your life, any theatre piece, I challenge you to come watch this. You will enjoy it.
And what about you, Russ? What did you say?
It's 31 plays in an hour, so if you've never watched a play before, you just watch 31 plays.
It's like speed dating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like Tinder. I mean, it's like theatre, but Tinder. Or is it the other way around? Tinder, theatre, yeah.
Tinder, well, I've heard of that, Neil.
It's a good sales pitch. Tinder for theatre, theatre for Tinder. And you'll get, what are the names? You'll get diverse, voluptuous, and sexy voice.
Yeah.
All in one performance. What more do you want?
We might have a Tinder piece too.
So how do we get tickets? How do we find out more about it?
You can get tickets on PTix. It's fatkidsx.ptix.com. The tickets are going for $35. And if you want to have a goodie bag, that's happening on the gala night, Saturday, 9 p.m.
And the dates are from when to when?
9 to 11 November. Next week.
Esplanade
Annex Studio.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, we'd like to thank all of you for being on. And definitely going to try and make that.
Yes.
So we're going to leave it to you, Ross, for a reading from one of the skits. Is that right?
Yes. This is one of the skits that we are, one of the plays that we had done in the last 10 years.
All right, we'll just give some silence, give a bit of a build up. Okay, this is Weekend Morning.
It will be with Nick.
The two of you, okay. Yeah. It's Nick and Ross together. Okay, 2-for-1 special. All right, fat kids are harder to kidnap. Here's an excerpt.
Next.
This is Ad. All right, it's just a simple jingle. We'll leave it open to your interpretation.
Okay. It's marvelous what Milo can do for you.
Could you try it with a bit more gusto?
It's marvelous what Milo can do for you.
Belt it out.
It's marvelous what Milo can do for you.
How about some rock and roll?
It's marvelous what Milo can do for you.
R&B?
It's marvelous.
Yes.
It's marvelous.
Yes.
What Milo
more
marvelous what Milo can do for you.
Could we try the first one again?
Next!
Really fantastic.
I've got goosebumps over here.
Thank you so much to Fat Kids Harder to Kidnap. We'd like to thank Ross Nazir, Nicholas Bloodworth, and Karina McWinnie. Thanks for being our guests here on Money FM Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey and Neil Humphreys.